fourth parak beis mishnah hey rabbi liyazar oimer hasheret benela mimenu ahelam sheret chayev veina chayev ahelam migdash. Rabbi liyazar said the pasuk says somebody who becomes tamei to a sheret and then it slips his mind that he was tamei and then he entered the beis mishnah in a state of tuma. We can infer from this pasuk if it slipped his mind that he was tamei, then he would be chayev a korban for entering the Beis HaMikdash. But he would not be chayev a korban for entering the Beis HaMikdash if he knew he was tamei, just he did not realize that he was entering a Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Benela Mimenu Vuhu Tamei, Alhelem Tuma Chayev, Eina Chayev, Alhelem Mikdash. Rabbi Kiva says, the Pasuk says, it slipped his mind that he was tamei, he forgot that he was tamei, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody who entered the Beis HaMikdash after it slipped his mind that he was Tameh would be Chayav a Korban, but he would not be Chayav a Korban if he knew he was Tameh, just he did not realize that he was entering the Beis HaMikdash. Now, as far as this, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva both agree that if a person knew he was Tameh, just he did not realize he was entering the Beis HaMikdash, that he would be Pasuk from a Korban Ola of the Yoreh. There is a difference, though, between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer says, Ahelem Sheret Chayav. While the lashon of Rabbi Akiva is a helem tuma chayev, Rabbi Lezer says that which a person who became tamei and then it slipped his mind that he was tamei and entered the Beis HaMikdash is chayev a korban ola v'yoreh, that's only if at the time he became tamei he knew exactly what the tuma was. He knew that he became tamei through a sheret, or in a case where he became tamei from an avela, he knew that the tuma that he had was from an avela. Only then would he be chayev a korban ola v'yoreh for entering the Beis HaMikdash. While Rabbi Kiva, who uses a lashon of Ahelem Tumah, he doesn't say Ahelem Sheres, he holds that even if the person did not know what the Tumah was, he knew he was Tameh, but he did not know how he became Tameh, whether it was from a Sheres or from an Avela, and he didn't know from which one. Even so, since he knew he was Tameh, and then it slipped his mind after that he was Tameh and entered the Beis HaMikdash, he would be Chayav at Korban Ola V'yoreh, as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer in this case, where he did not know how he became Tameh, even though he knew for sure he was Tameh, and then it slipped his mind, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be chayav a korban ola v'yoreh. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, benelam benelam shtei pamim, l'chayav ahelam tumah, v'ahelam mikdash. Rabbi Shmuel argues with Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, he says, it says in the pasuk twice, benelam, and we can infer from there, that just like somebody who became Tameh, and then it slipped his mind that he was Tameh, and entered the Beis HaMikdash, is chayav a korban ola v'yoreh, so too, somebody who became Tameh, and entered the Beis HaMikdash, and he did not realize he was entering the Beis HaMikdash, he would be chayav a korban ola v'yoreh in that case also, since it says twice in the pasuk v'nechayav. There are two types of shvuos bitoy that are mentioned first in the Torah. There are two more types of shvuos bitoy that are not mentioned first in the Torah, but the Chachamim learn it out. So altogether, there are four types of shvuos bitoy, in which, if you're over on the shvuah b'shogeg, you chayav from a korban, and if you do so, if it makes it, you're chayev malchus. Shvuah sho'echal v'shalo ochal. There are two types of shvuah bitoy that are mentioned explicitly in the Torah, are lahara o lahetiv. Either he makes a shvuah that he will eat in the future, that's lahetiv, or he makes a shvuah that he will not eat, that's lahara. These are the two types that are mentioned in the Torah, sho'achalti v'shalo achalti. There are two more types of shvuah bitoy that the Chachamim learn out that are in the past. The first type of shvuah is that he ate in the past, that's a shvuah lahetiv, and the second type of shvuah is that he did not eat in the past, that's a shvuah lahara. Shvuah shlo ochal va'achal kol shehu chayev, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Somebody takes an oath that he will not eat, and he is over on the shvuah, and he eats even the minutest amount, his chayev from a korban b'shogeg, or chayev malchus if he does so b'mezid, according to Rabbi Akiva. Amru lo le Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, where do we find any other isurim in the Torah that somebody who eats even the smallest amount of the isur that he would be chayav malchus, that you want to say over here that you're chayav malchus for eating even the smallest amount? As for other isurim in the Torah, generally you're only chayav malchus if you eat a kezias. Amar lahen Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responded to that, v'chehechen metzinu v'medaber umevi korba. Where do we find any other Yisurim that for saying something and for not doing what you say that you have to bring a korban that you want to say over here, that for saying something, for making the shvuah and being over, that you would have to bring a korban? Although we find by other Yisurim that by saying something, you would be chayav a korban. That's where the actual dibur was a chet, as opposed to over here, there was no chet in the actual dibur, just in the fact that you were over on the dibur, and yet you're still chayav a korban. So therefore, it must be that this isur is different than other isurim, so you could be chayav a korban for eating even a small amount, even less than a kezayas. Somebody takes an oath that he will not eat, and he is over on the shvuah b'shogeg, and he eats and he drinks, he's still only chayav one korban, even though shtia is included in achilah. When he says he will not eat, he's also not allowed to drink, since he ate and drank behelam achas without realizing in between that he took a shvuah, he's only chayav to bring one korban, just like if he would have eaten twice behelam achas without realizing in between, he would be chayav only one korban. So too, when he eats and drinks behelam achas, he's only chayav one korban. Shvuah shlo ochal b'shelo eshta, v'ochal b'shasa, chayav shtayim. Somebody who takes an oath that he will not eat and that he will also not drink, and he is over on the shvuah and he eats and drinks, his chayav two korbanos, as these are two separate shvuahs, as he said shlo ochal b'shelo eshta separately, so therefore, when he eats and drinks, his chayav two korbanos. Now, even though we said before that when he says shlo ochal, included in that is that he cannot drink, but in this case, since he spoke out b'shelo eshta separately, obviously he did not mean to include shtia in the shelo ochal, so therefore there are two separate shvuahs over here, so even if he eats and drinks behel of achas without realizing in between that he had taken a shvuah, he's still chayav to bring two korbanos.